Burden, Brother and Sister, J.A. Elmshaven, St. Helena, California, May 10th, 1903. Dear Brother and Sister Burden, I am very anxious that you should move understandingly. According to the light given me of God, the food business should be carried on for the purpose of educating people to live healthfully and economically, not for financial gain. Each one should learn what foods are best adapted to his own necessities. We cannot expect that those who come to our sanitariums will be able at once to feel perfectly satisfied with a sudden change in diet. They cannot immediately realize the advantage to be gained. Our managers must exercise wisdom in this matter. I would not advise the use of meat in our sanitariums, but the patients should be told why it is not provided. In their lectures, the doctors should explain these things. The quantity of food eaten does not determine the benefit received. Many, even among Seventh-day Adventists, eat too freely. Their health would be much better if they ate less. When too much food is eaten, the stomach is overburdened and is unable to perform its proper functions. The result is that the digestive organs are disordered. If those who have brought themselves to this condition would eat proper food, and about half as much as they have been in the habit of eating, their digestive organs would recover. In my habits of eating, I have learned to accommodate myself to the circumstances in which I am placed. I was obliged to do this in my earlier experiences. Sometimes, when laboring the hardest, speaking before large gatherings two and even three times a day, I have found that I was better fitted for work when I ate but one meal a day. Ordinarily, I eat two meals a day, taking breakfast at 7 and dinner at 1:30. I never experience a feeling of faintness, except when I have taxed my vocal powers severely. I then take a cold bath as a tonic and lie down. The greatest strain seems to come on my abdominal muscles, which are brought into use when I speak. Reason from cause to effect, that you may be able to select the food that is best for you. The Lord expects you to treat yourselves as His temple. You can do for yourselves what others cannot do for you. Act intelligently, that you may be kept in the best possible condition of health. Every soul is precious in the sight of God. We must guard the physical structure carefully, lest we defile the temple of God.